Thanks for being with us here on a Thursday night on WBAL News Radio 1090. Hopkins Lacrosse coach Dave Petromalo will join us at 8:35. Plus, we're awaiting this Tom Brady press conference. That should be fun. But joining us right now in studios, Andrew Ellington, and joining us over the phone is Sam Angel. And these two gentlemen are spearheading this group, and it's gaining a lot of momentum to have a reopening day on Monday, May 11, at Oriole Park at Camden Yards when the Orioles host the Blue Jays in a few days. The Orioles' long-awaited return back to downtown Baltimore after a very tough few weeks in town. Andrew, thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And Sam, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Brett.
So tell me first how this got going off the ground. I'm sure you guys, who are both Baltimoreans, like all of us watching what happened last week and the build-up to it, and obviously we have games postponed. We have a game played with no audience at Camden Yards. Take us from the grassroots aspect of this and how it got going.
Yeah, well, excuse me. It was just an idea that came to me last week after all the schedule changes that happened to the Orioles. You know, we had, as you said, the game against Chicago with no fans in attendance and then moving the home series to Tampa Bay. And I was pretty annoyed at first about those changes. And, you know, within a few minutes, I just sort of realized how stupid it was of me to be worried about where baseball games were being played or if they were being played with everything that was going on last week. And just, you know, at first it was just on a personal level. I wanted to look and see when the Orioles were going to be back in town. It turned out to be a Monday, which is normally the day that opening day is. And they were playing the Blue Jays, which is who we played this home opener. And the idea just sort of struck me that we should make this into a second opening day. We should get the same sort of, you know, enthusiasm and excitement in the crowd that comes with a normal opening day and welcome the team back and try to sort of announce that the city is moving on and trying to recover.
And from my perspective, I lived in New York in September 11th of 2001, so I saw firsthand how a baseball team can rally a city that's going through difficult times together. And particularly with the Orioles, a lot of the imagery around Oriole Park at Camden Yards has been negative, be it the scenes of civil unrest after the game on Saturday night or the empty stadium on Wednesday. So we want to kind of get out there an image of Baltimore coming together, you know, the stadium full, everyone wearing orange, everyone wearing Baltimore, everyone cheering loudly, and kind of do it for our civic pride and to put an image out there for the country and the rest of the world of Baltimore coming together after all these scenes of Baltimore being torn apart.
Yeah, and I think there are a few messages here, and this is what the stakes are moving forward for this city. There's obviously a lot of issues that need to be addressed, but I don't think we can stop going to games if we enjoy going to games, stop caring about the teams if we care about the teams, whether you're going to those games or not. And one thing we do know, that if people do stop going to games, whether they're Orioles games or Ravens games, and people stop coming to downtown Baltimore for whatever reason, this city is in big, big trouble long term. And I do think it sends a message that we are open for business. And beyond those feelings, there's nothing that brings a community together like a sports team. It crosses every sort of made-up division we can think of in our own world here, that when you walk through a ballpark, you're not thinking, I wonder who that guy votes for. That person's black, white, green, yellow, blue. What religion is that person? What sexual orientation is that person? When Joe Flacco throws a touchdown pass, we're not wondering any of those things. When Adam Jones hits home run, we're not wondering any of those things. We are literally, I've heard this slogan, and to me, whether you think it's a good marketing campaign or not, I don't know, but one Baltimore. But the only time it really comes across that way in full is when you are uniting behind one of your teams here.
Yeah, I think Sam and I realize that we're not going to solve all of Baltimore's problems with telling people to go to a baseball game. These are long-term problems Baltimore has, and they require long-term solutions. But if we can do something that unifies the city together, gets people to support the city, and gets people behind Baltimore as an entity, I think that's a positive. And on top of that, a lot of the businesses around Camden Yards and a lot of businesses in town have been hurt, not only from the curfew, some sustained physical damages, some sustained damages just from shutting down, like those bars across from Camden Yards.
Sure.
Remember this weekend, the weather was beautiful. They would have been packed before the Oriole games.
And they basically lost five dates.
Yeah.
Five dates. Only any one of them all year long where they get that kind of support and that kind of attendance, and they lost five of them.
And it's not only the owners, it's the bartenders, it's all those people that are infected as well. So there's a lot of people that are feeling the effects in Baltimore. we're sports fans. We're trying to do what we can. We're not going to solve the larger problems, but we can solve some problems, and that's what we're trying to do.
And don't forget about the people who run the concessions at the ballpark.
The vendors.
The vendors and the people around the ballpark, and they really count on those dates. Every one of those 81 dates, hopefully more if there's a postseason, but every one of those dates they count on, and they really lost five of them at Oriole Park. So the effects of what happened are certainly wide-reaching. And, again, I agree with your sentiments. It's so sad that we even have to put our obvious phrases in context here, but believe it or not, people will take these things out of context when they think you're putting this on the same playing field as something else. And, Andrew, you mentioned 9/11, and one thing that I think is unique maybe to America, but something about the resolve of the country and something I think is very important with sports and the continuity of sports. Not only is it the only thing that really brings communities together, but there's nothing that has the continuity of sports, and particularly baseball, when you think that this sport has survived and played through two world wars, a Great Depression, civil unrest times 10, times a million maybe to what we saw a week ago, assassinations of important political figures and people in our time, attacks on our nation post 9/11, and what baseball in that case did to not only bring people back together, but actually I think start a healing process. Sam?
Yeah, no, I think it, I mean, it really dates back honestly to the origins of baseball. I mean, I'm I read up on baseball history, and I read about how, you know, the Union and the Confederacy would pause fighting during the Civil War and play baseball. And certainly during the modern era in World War II, and more recently, as Andrew talked about, with 9/11, and then 2 years ago in Boston with the marathon bombing.
That's a good point.
We saw how the Red Sox, you know, going on the run that they did really helped that community move on and heal. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's sports in general, but certainly baseball has the longest history with this country. Just bringing communities together.
And I feel like there's a lot of ways that you can kind of be divisive in the city and look at certain directions and break up certain people. We need something to unify people behind one thing. And even if it's just something as seemingly tangential as a baseball game, at least that's something getting people out. They're helping the local economy. They're supporting Baltimore. They're putting on a good image for the city. I think that's needed right now. It's not the most important thing, but it's a thing, and that's what we're trying to do.
What's the support been like for your social media outreach in this process, Andrew?
I feel like the social media has gone really well. I mean, we haven't done that much work in the sense that it was an idea that we came up with and people liked it immediately. We started the Facebook page we started on Thursday, and by Sunday we had already had 1,000 people RSVP. And it was one of those things, as long as people hear about it, they're interested in it. So it's just about trying to get the word out. And we've had a lot of help from Jim Palmer tweeting about it to Jim Hunter mentioning it on the broadcast, and Gary Thorne mentioned it last night. If we can really get the word out to as many people as possible, that's what we're trying to do. With social media, I think we've been good with Twitter and with Facebook, but not everyone's on Facebook and Twitter. Like my dad, he heard about it through the Orioles game as opposed to Twitter or Facebook. So we need to really branch out because we want to make this an inclusive event and not just people who follow social media.
And I know my friend and colleague Peter Schmuck, he wrote a nice column and write-up about it yesterday, I believe. And, Sam, has there been any obvious movements towards actually purchasing tickets from these people you're interacting with?
Well, I mean, many of the people that I've talked to have already told me that they've got their tickets. You know, some people had them already through their season ticket plan, and then others have exchanged tickets in their plans to get to this game. People who don't have season tickets have just gone ahead and bought them. You know, I mean, I can't tell you in terms of numbers how many tickets have been sold, but I'm hearing a lot of people that are really getting excited about coming out to the ballpark on Monday.
And not only for us, it's not only the 2,300 people or so that have RSVP'd on Facebook. We've been hearing from people flying in from Florida, coming out from New Jersey. I have a friend coming in from North Carolina who it's important for people who not only are local to Baltimore, but people who realize the importance and significance of this and really have a special place in their heart for Baltimore that they want to support Baltimore. So it's great, and it really inspires us to hear people coming from farther directions than just the state of Maryland to support this.
Has there been any negative backlash at all for either one of you two? Sam?
No, nothing so far. I mean, you know, we've tried to state right up front, as Andrew talked about before, that we don't really anticipate this being any sort of a cure for the problems that Baltimore has or that the communities around the country have in general. And, you know, and we don't expect this to even be really a return to normalcy. I wouldn't say that at all. I'd say that this is something that we're trying to generate some optimism and some enthusiasm by using an Orioles game to unite people around. And then hopefully the people who can actually make the real changes in our community sort of adopt the same mindset and are approaching these problems with optimism and with a sense of pride in the city.
Yeah, I think the important thing is we're not trying to do anything beyond our capabilities, but we are trying to do what we can. We're sports fans. We can unify other sports fans. If that has a beneficial effect for Baltimore, great. We realize our own limitations, and we're not trying to go beyond that. So I don't think anyone's really going to take offense to anything that we're trying.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how the entire spring and summer kind of play out. I think you can't really look at Monday's game as a test in any way, but it's one game. It's the first game in how many days since they've had a real attendance? It's that Saturday night, or it's that Sunday game. And I was at
that almost game. 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah,
right?
That Sunday game. Yeah. It's as long of a stretch as you will have in a baseball season if you don't count the game that no one attended. And that Sunday game was 40-plus thousand, I believe. A great win over the Red Sox. They pounded them. I think it was the, 19... or 18
yeah,
runs or so.
18-7.
Yeah, 18-7. And that was such a wonderful day at the ballpark. And to me, that showed some resolve. That was the next day after things started getting out of hand in Baltimore. And the next day, just a few hours later, there was a huge turnout at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Gentlemen, I do appreciate this work. It's called Reopening Day. Andrew Ellington here in studio. Sam Angel over the phone. How can people find out more and kind of follow what's going on here?
So if you go to www.reopeningday.com, that'll link directly to our Facebook page, and that's an invite. You can RSVP. You can see how many of your other friends have already said they're going, and that's also kind of the repository for all our information. As information about our media appearances, as information about our initiatives. We're doing a food drive right now. Frank and Nick's to sign up for to be a place where you can bring in donations. We've got a list of food that they're accepting, and you can find out anything you really want about the event at the Facebook page. And then you can also follow on Twitter at Reopening Day. And that's kind of our daily feed where you can get all the information and the retweets and kind of keep up with what's going on. But if you want one spot, you go to www.reopeningday.com. You say you're going to the event, and you can find out all the information about it there.
Well, I do appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much, and I'll see you at the ballpark on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Brett.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brett.
And we'll come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.